I got to grab Joanna Dovin, and I got to get into this grievance politics and the Steve Irwin and the Summer League campaign. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
You know, I'm okay.
You're angry about what happened last night. Tell us why.
I mean, it's, you know, what I saw over the past couple of months was a very clear media bias against Steve Irwin. And when I say media bias, I'm talking like pretty big things. The Post-Gazette using one picture of him that's a really bad picture, for example. And I think that, you know, the media and how the media has changed, you know, their bias has been so unchecked for so long.
Joe, I love her, yeah. By the way. Why did they latch on to Summer Lee, in your opinion?
Because of who they are. Because of who some of them are. Some of them are very, very far left-leaning Democrats, right? They're going...
It's true.
They're going off the edge. You look at this. So Toni Norman runs... So the Post-Gazette, for the first time in really modern history, they did not endorse a congressional candidate. Do you know that?
No, I did not notice. I apologize.
So the editorial board usually does an endorsement, and it's something that people pay attention to because, I mean, they're still a number one paper in the region.
Right, it's true.
So they did not run. But what they did do is Toni Norman last week runs a 1,000-word article attacking Steve Irwin. 1,000-word article. He mentions all of Steve Irwin's white man endorsements, leaves out all of his endorsements from black elected officials, including Brenda Fraser. You know, there's like four of them.
So his column was racist.
It was racist. It was. And so what we did is we had a guy who is involved with the NAACP, who's a big Steve Irwin fan.
Right.
In fact, this guy is the state chair of the NAACP.
Right.
He penned an article in response. I had to fight to get it placed. And when it got placed, and it got basically chopped up. The media bias from the Post-Gazette is so disgusting that I don't even want to work with them. And guess what? I have to.
I've never heard you like this. By the way, she worked with Irwin, so we're fair about that. But I've never seen you incensed.
I volunteered. I volunteered.
You've never been incensed like this. This has set you off, hasn't it?
One more example. Yeah. The Democratic Committee of Allegheny County endorsed, guess who? Steve Irwin.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It was on a Sunday. That Monday morning, the Post-Gazette front page headline said this. 14th Ward Committee endorses Summer Lee.
Whoa.
You hear that? I saw that, and I was like, what the heck? Am I imagining this? I had to call the executive editor. First, you try dealing with reporters, right? I'm not even going to talk about reporters, but I called the executive editor. He's like, yeah, this doesn't make sense. We'll add it to the story. So then they just add it to the story. They don't really truly correct it. The headline reads that Summer Lee is basically winning things when she wasn't. The bias was so blatant, I've never seen anything like it. Now, remember, I ran several campaigns.
You did.
Or was involved with them.
You have.
So I've worked with the media
for
a very long time.
You're my favorite of all time. Yes. True.
One more example. If you want one more, I'll give you one more.
Sure.
The Bernie Sanders rally. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Was covered, of course, right?
Yeah, of course.
It was, of course, covered.
Yeah.
So Steve Irwin had his rally the very next morning, Friday morning, in Braddock with steel workers and families.
Sure.
And laborers. Guess what?
Not covered.
No media showed up. One media person.
So what you're saying is the fix was in.
You know, for whatever reason, the media was either scared of Summer Lee's people attacking them if they covered Steve Irwin, which I've heard is a thing, right? Or they just...
Or they're just woke.
They didn't care.
Or they're just woke, Joe. They're woke.
It's a shame. But thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
You're not biased.
Take the side that I believe is going to do the right thing. I love that phone call. I got to tell you, I love her. Woo! Flame throwing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.